tigers. That's the theme of Kevin Berlin's recent series of paintings. His work can be found in the collections of Kim Basinger, Buzz Aldrin, Luciano Pavarotti, and Bill and Hillary Clinton, and his art most often features humans. So what made him focus on tigers?
The paintings are all based on my experiences working with the Ukrainian National Circus. I went behind the scenes to work with the lion and tiger trainers in Kiev in Ukraine, and that served as the basis for the paintings. And then I started thinking about tigers in general, and the paintings also include ideas about what if tigers were in your living room? Or are there any tigers in your life? You'll often discover that the most dangerous person is somebody you already know, for example. Tiger inside of you, it could be the idea that everybody has something that's powerful, that's beautiful, and that is very dangerous. For example, you probably know somebody who drinks too much, or who uses drugs, or who has some other behavior that if it's not put under control, is very destructive.
So as you bring all these elements together, what are you hoping people will think about as they look at the art?
What I discovered fairly recently, and I was entirely shocked, there's only 3,200 tigers left alive in the wild. The tiger faces extinction. There's only 10,000 tigers in captivity. There are actually more tigers living in Texas today than all the tigers in the wild worldwide. There's only 13 countries left that have tigers. In 1900, there were 100,000 tigers. Now there's 3,200. The biggest population is in Russia, where there are approximately 400 tigers. And then in India has a fairly big population also. China has as few as 50. And the numbers are declining. There are a number of conservation groups. There's the World Wildlife Fund. There's the London Zoological Society. There's Save China Tigers. A lot of groups that are trying to help the tigers. But unfortunately, you've got 13 different countries with very different needs. You've got a extremely rare animal, which mostly hunts at night, that needs an enormous amount of space. And not everybody is in agreement about what to do or how to do it. So something is very difficult to implement. About 2 years ago, President Vladimir Putin of Russia made an enormous effort to do something called the St. Petersburg Tiger Summit. And he gathered the leaders of all 13 countries, and he had a group of protocols written up. And the goal right now is to double the tiger population in the next 12 years to double the 3,200. That's something that, working on these paintings, I'd like to bring attention to.
As an artist, do you think it helps when there's a kind of a cause attached to your paintings? Or are the two, do sometimes those things come together, but actually they're not necessary?
I think the artist has a certain responsibility, but the artist also has a very limited role. An artist is a lot like a journalist. The artist shouldn't be judge and jury. The artist shouldn't say this is right or wrong, but rather say, as a witness, this is what I saw. And the thing that really is most critical is this idea that the artist should have a responsibility to raise attention to important issues. In this case, while we're talking about tigers right now, the tigers are going extinct. And they have two main enemies. One is where tigers live, people don't, and vice versa. Same thing happened with the African elephant. So their room and their food, their area to actually live is getting smaller and smaller. And the second reason, tigers' bodies are still ground up and used for traditional Chinese medicine. And until people stop buying tiger parts for Chinese medicine, the tiger is going to continue to decline.
Once you've done a collection like this and you have a large number of tiger-based paintings, you've done your shows, you've hopefully raised awareness of the tiger. What next? What happens to the paintings? Do they just disappear into obscurity and that's the end of the old link with the tigers?
My main work has always been about people's secrets. There's certain things you wouldn't tell your mother, you wouldn't tell your best friend, you certainly wouldn't tell your husband or your wife, but you might tell a stranger on a train or the person who cuts your hair, or you might tell me. And I like to paint about these things because I find the things that people are most terrified of and also the most exciting thing that someone could imagine in a sensual way, there's something universal about it. It doesn't matter your education, doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter your religion. These things we have in common. For that reason, I find that tigers are something really worth talking about, whether it's a tiger deep in the interior of your mind or a tiger in the living room raising the question, should a tiger be in a zoo or a circus? And also, is there anything you can really do to help a tiger at all?
That's internationally renowned artist Kevin Berlin. For more information, see kevinberlin.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.